Dowd, you were saying, you know, this is the second time around. It's frustrating. Of course, there was the two-month closure you had at the start of the pandemic in March. So dare I ask, just in general, how are you feeling?
I'd say frustrated more than anything. You know, I think a lot of the common perception out there right now is a lot of people can't make sense of the PHO's decision to, take a health and wellness component that so many people rely on. And in a time when they're asking people to remain safe, vigilant, and healthy, you know, that they're taking the one source that a lot of people have right now to stay healthy away from them.
What do you, as a gym owner, find most baffling? Like you said, the frustration with her restrictions, she just doesn't seem to ease up. But what are you finding the hardest to understand?
I would say the fact that you can walk into so many uncontrolled environments, whether it be a shopping mall, a grocery store, I could go on and on, right? But, and, you know, not to belittle any of those other businesses because, you know, they need to stay open and viable as well as we do. But, you know, gyms per se, and I know my facility for sure, and I know a lot of the other facilities out there have been very diligent in making sure that they have all the PPE in place. And we're in an environment where everybody sprays everything down, there's sanitizers, and it's usually a consistent community that you see on a regular basis that is very, attentive mm-hmm. to the responsibility to each other of keeping, staying safe and providing the safest alternative possible for everybody and taking that away. And yeah, I'll just give you an example. I'm in the grocery store the other day and I'm touching stuff that other people are touching and has been sanitized in between. Yeah. There's a lot of people tucked into aisles and more people than we would have in our gym in the entire grocery store.
Mm-hmm.
So frustrated that, you know, trying to make sense of how it's okay in one environment but in another.
Yeah, it is frustrating. I was in Costco over the weekend and like you said, we're, you know, you can't get more crowded than Costco. You're breathing down each other's necks and same thing. Like I'm not even a business owner. I'm thinking, how is this possible? But you can't work out where in gyms, it's like, even before the pandemic, it feels like people still had their space.
Exactly. And like for us personally, we have a very large facility. It's 25,000 square feet. Everyone has more than enough room to do what they want to do and are very mindful of each other. And we have a great community here that's very respectful of everything that's gone on. We followed every mandate, restriction, policy, procedure that the PHO and the government have asked of us. We've conveyed that to our members, and they've been very good about it. So I think following all these rules, you know, a lot of people are really frustrated that how does it come down to this, that you just shut us down. And it feels like the fitness industry really has been singled out here, along with bars and nightclubs.
Yeah, I joked almost that it seems like maybe Bonnie has a bad like history with someone that owned a gym back in the day, or maybe she was wronged. I have no idea, but it does seem like compared to other sectors, there's been this lack of communication, and we saw that yesterday when she the restrictions she made indefinite at midnight. What was your reaction when you saw that?
I wasn't surprised because, you know, when we were shut down in 2020 for 2 months, we were given basically a 4 or 5 day notice to reopen because, you know, at that time, you know, the closure had been a first-time thing really for everybody. So, you know, you had to bring your staff back. You had to get, you know, all your, basically get everything in order, get everyone scheduled, et cetera, get mm-hmm. communication out to your member base. So when we didn't hear a word on Friday, Saturday, I was talking to my business partner and, you know, I was saying, we're not opening on Tuesday because there just isn't enough notice. They're not going to flip a switch on Monday and say you can open tomorrow. Mm. So I wasn't surprised. Frustrated, definitely. But, you know, at the end of the day, like, we understand our responsibility to our community. And like I said earlier, you know, we've followed all the mandates and have done everything as we've been asked to do. It's just, I think it's just frustrating that it's, you know, there's so many other things that you see going on a day-to-day basis that might be having a greater impact. And they haven't been able to pinpoint this back to any fitness facilities per se. The data isn't there. So it's frustrating because people are asking for the proof, yet they can't provide it.
Yeah, exactly. Lack of answers is what mm-hmm. seems to be the general. We're seeing even a petition, like, show us the data at least if you're going to continue doing this. Mm-hmm. How on earth, though? My dad was a business owner. I know, you know, the importance of that money coming in as a business owner. What is it, half fail within the first 5 years? Like, mm-hmm. that's without even a pandemic. But how on earth have you guys been able to get by? Like, there's been CERB checks that were available for a bit. You know, I think they ended back last November and some grants, but how have you been able to just keep afloat?
For us personally, we have a great landlord that really worked with us right off the get-go. And, you know, communication was really the key with them. And, you know, from there, really taking advantage of the subsidy programs that were in place definitely helped. If those weren't there, I don't think we're here today. But, you know, just being diligent to our business model and staying loyal to what we want to do, honestly, the last lockout was a real good opportunity for us to step back, look at our business without having to be there on a day-to-day basis, and, you know, being able to look back and see what we wanted to do. And we were able to really kind of pivot coming back and shift the club to what we wanted it to be. Not that it wasn't before, but, you know, you can always be better.
So what does that look like, I guess, now, like the operations within a pandemic? What have you had to kind of pivot, you were saying?
You know, one, meeting customers' needs. I'd say the biggest pivot has been really communication with your members and getting them to understand that what you know, I've said this for the last 18 to 20 months, we haven't really governed how we do business. We've been sitting on restrictions of what we can, can't do. And, you know, so the things that we were able to do, we did, and we got better at them. And some things that we weren't doing well, we took them out of our portfolio. And, you know, just slowly worked within the guidelines that were there for us and really worked at building our business back up to pre-pandemic numbers, which I think we were pretty much getting to this month. And so this to come now is, you know, after 20 months of struggling, and not, you know, we struggled, but, you know, that's part of a business, right, is you have to kind of make your way through that. So we've luckily been around for a long time, so it that helped us. You know, we have a great community that's really supported us, which has really helped as well. But it's just sort of getting through that portion of that first little bit of coming back, I think, was the hardest, of where there were so many restrictions in place of how you could do stuff, and you had the limited capacity. And once we learned to work around that, you know, we were able to sort of kind of keep everything going, and just the snowball effect, right, of kind of building the business back up. And
yeah,
we've built a business once, and I think the bigger thing is this time around there's such great support from our community and our members that it made it a little bit easier.
It'll be interesting, even when the pandemic's over, to see how many of these businesses resort back to the old way of doing, you know, the older business models, or if they stay with the current, which is a interesting perspective. I never thought about that. On the flip side, not to be the scary news person here, but how long could you guys continue to stay afloat, though, if the restrictions were to continue?
For us, I'd say, you know, we've, off the top of my head, you know, 5-6 months.
Yeah.
You know, we're in a better position, I think, than a lot of clubs. Like, you know, I was going back and forth on a group chat with some of my friends, and, you know, I jokingly put out a thing saying, "Hey guys, I'm looking for a job," as a joke, and, you know,
anyone want me to flip burgers?
Yeah. So, you know, one of my buddies said, "You know, I feel sorry for you." And I said, "You know, I don't feel sorry for me. I've had harder challenges in the pandemic, which might seem odd, but, you know, when we built a very big club and went over budget, and, you know, struggled to get to where we are now. But, you know, having done that, we were able to ride this out. So, you know, we've had some hard times previous to the pandemic that, you know, there was no government assistance to help you get through that portion. So
Right. That
really helped us through the pandemic. And for me, mentally, it was easier to deal with for that reason. But the smaller clubs that have opened up in the last 5 years, and, you know, you were saying earlier, the first 5 years are the hardest. So for those clubs who are just kind of getting going, or, you know, getting their footing, and I know some clubs that, you know, closed down right before the pandemic, or opened just before the pandemic and closed down a few months later. And I feel sorry for them because, you know, no one gets into business to fail. And that is really something that was out of everyone's hands and out of your control. So, you know, you can control a lot of things, but this pandemic for the last 20 months, you haven't been able to control any of it. And it's been somebody else making a lot of the decisions for business owners. So I'd say that would be the biggest challenge.
Awesome. Well, thanks, Dow. Thanks so much for joining me. And if people want to find you, your business, where can they go?
They can go to our business, Elevation Fitness. They can go to our website, which is elevationfit.ca, or they can easily Google us and just come on down. Once we're reopened, we're happy to have you in and come take a tour of our club and see what we're all about.